How do you leverage emotional intelligence to create the life, relationship, and business of your dreams? I've spent over a decade studying, speaking, and coaching on emotional intelligence, and in this podcast, I share the exact principles and strategies my clients have used to earn seven-figure incomes, heal their relationships, get engaged after years of failed relationships, and step into their authentic power to become the leaders they came here to be. Let's do this. Welcome back to another segment of That's What He Said. This is episode 219, and today we're going to be sharing how we achieve more as a couple. We wanted to talk about something that lights us up and something that helps like bring us together. And this is one of the activities that we do together that not only makes our bond stronger, but it actually helps us to be more successful in life. So we thought we would just share how we go about doing that. Do you want to kick it off, my love?
For sure. So I guess every relationship and every person needs clear goals to be working towards. But what we like to do on top of those goals is create a bit of a shared vision and what we call dream building. And that's where we put ourselves in the environment of all the things that we want to achieve. So we'll get in the car and we'll drive down the coast and we'll look at all the mansions on the coast and we'll talk about living there. We'll see it. We'll smell the sea breeze. We'll see all the houses that we want to live in, the cars that we want to drive. We'll go to home opens. We'll go to car dealerships. All the things that we want to achieve, we'll go out there and talk about it and get in it so we can, use our senses. And yeah, we really get excited when we do that, and I think it has. We've noticed how it works, especially with a car. I think we touched on that on a previous episode of how quickly we manifested the car. But it does. It just really lights us up, and it just helps us achieve more as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just setting your own goals and going about them in your own way, doing something together where you can both get inspired and motivated and excited and, really, really feel it together. I think it's really important for the relationship.
Yeah, I love that. And I think, it's obviously really important to do a dream building on your own. But as a couple, I think it's so powerful. And I think actually dream building is not as common as we might think. I think people set goals and then their goals are realistic and then they feel very methodical and then it has to be very 3D and they have to see the clear path ahead. And that's not what we're talking about here. We are talking about like outlandish, does not seem real. It seems like so far from where we are. And that's what dream building is. We're almost like inviting in God or the universe for miracles. We're inviting in miracles into our life. And that's a very powerful frequency to be in on your own. And some teachers call it manifestation, whatever it is, it's a very powerful frequency. And then when you put two or more people together doing it, this is where it becomes absolutely magical. And I think that's what makes it so exciting for us. And I feel very fortunate that you are open to dream building, because I know that a lot of like masculine males are very methodical and logical. And honestly, that's a limitation. That is such a limitation to be bound by your head and what's logical. Like, I get it in terms of us, and that comes from the masculine's need to create safety and predictability. So that makes sense. But the feminine is free and open and creative, and there doesn't need to be a logical path to achieve the thing. And you're very open for a very masculine man. You're very open to, like, you're probably more like that than me. I'm probably more masculine in that way. Like, I like to see the logical steps, whereas you're like billions of dollars. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, why not? Private jets, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Exactly. So, but it's good, because the thing is when you understand, now I'm going to touch on, I suppose, like, creating and manifesting, when you look at like the law of attraction, it takes the same amount of energy to create an additional $20 that you didn't expect as it is to create another $20 million. It's the exact same energy, but it's the beliefs that we have around the $20 versus the $20 million. Mm-hmm. And And I think knowing that and really knowing that on a deep level, that's what allows my mind to go to these crazy places and have these really massive dreams, is because I understand that, that it doesn't take any more energy. It's the same amount of energy to create an additional unexpected $20 as it is to create an unexpected $20 million, which is crazy even as you say it.
Well, I think the good thing about, dream building is that it's being able to touch the dream. Like the first time that you do that, if you're not used to it, it will feel out there. It'll feel a little bit crazy and it'll feel a bit out of reach. But as you do it and you start to meet other people and have conversations with people and you realize these people are just like myself. They're just like you and I. Mm. And everything they've created has just been because they've got the physical evidence of it. There's nothing different about them. Mm. And the more you touch it, the more it becomes a reality or within reach for yourself. Mm. And that changes your frequency on its own. That's why it's different to visualizing. It's different to just writing the goal and imagining it and visualizing it, although that is a key aspect. Mm. But when you actually get out there and get a part of it and meet new people and, you know, and even just doing that, the people that you meet, but getting around all these other people, the connections, it opens doors.
Oh my gosh, yeah, and that's something we talk about a lot is the levels. I love talking about levels because no matter who I talk to, regardless of how successful they are, like I have some friends that are very successful, like let's say financially, and to me, like, oh, that's a very high level. But then there's so many levels even on top of that. And even in terms of health, you know, we consider ourselves very healthy. And then obviously there's people that are more healthy than us and maybe do different, more high-tech therapies and things like that. And there's even above that. And I love looking at what seems from where we are right now, like unattainable levels. And because what that does for you is it shows you how your goal is actually very small. And all of a sudden you start to believe in your goal more. Okay. So if you only want a couple million dollars and some people are, you know, spending millions a week, which is a reality for some people, then all of a sudden it just makes you realize like, okay, so there's levels to this, there's more to this, and I can definitely achieve what it is that I want. And I think that's the importance of not only doing this together as a couple, but being around the right people. That's why we're so discerning about who we spend time with.
I'd like to elaborate on that as well, because, you know, we won't say any last names for privacy reasons, but our family friend, Sam, I remember, you know, a few weeks ago with my dad sitting there at his house, having a coffee, talking about life, and he was taking a photo and he flipped open the phone. He's big in real estate. And he had all these figures of like $100 million real estate developments that he was doing. It was a $100 million deal, a $70 million deal, and a $50 million deal. And I remember coming back and going, you know, that's just normal life for him, you know. And so when we come back and go, hey, we want to make millions, well, you know, if you're looking at $100 million, making seven figures a year isn't so bad.
It's not a big deal. Yeah, exactly.
it does. It puts it into perspective. Like, well, that should be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I love that, and that goes for like any area of your life. Like, let's say in terms of relationships, for example, if you're always around couples that are just like have mediocre relationships, or there's slight resentment, and you can see that people, it's hard to fake love in front of people, right? So you see little resentment, you see little jabs and stuff that becomes normal to you, and therefore starts to lower the bar for you in terms of like what's a normal relationship. And then you start thinking, oh, maybe I have my expectations are too high. But once you get around couples that like have so much love and admiration and respect for each other, you're like, wow, okay, levels. Okay. Like I see what he does for her. I see what she does for him. So I think getting around like aspirational people in the areas that you want to specifically improve is so important.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Something else that I think we really value in our relationship is also learning and growing together. Mm-hmm. It's something that we really value. And, you know, we had discussions just recently since getting married that we want to do some more.
We're going to be investing in ourselves.
Yeah, we're going to be investing
working
in ourselves.
Working with some high-level coaches.
I've booked in for a men's retreat coming up in
next month.
A month, month's time. Mm-hmm. And I'm really looking forward to that and what that unlocks and that experience. And I said to Mars, I said, I think it's time as well that you need to do something for you. So find someone that aligns with you and let's lock it in. We never want to stop learning and growing, and it's time for us to do that again.
Like the learning and growing aspect links so well to the first one when we have these very aspirational, like outlandish goals. We realize that the versions of who we are right now, because you can like simultaneously love yourself and also be a work in progress. So while we love ourselves and we think we're amazing as we are, we know that this version of ourselves right now, as we are this minute, is not going to be the multi-million dollar a year version of us. Like we need to become somebody else. We need to like step into our future selves. And we've been learning a lot about that and how important that is. And so we know that to create the next level version of ourselves, we need to be around the right mentors, working with them one-on-one directly to help us achieve that next level. Like we're not going to get there on our own. I mean, it's something that I believe in so much, like education. Mm-hmm. And education comes in all forms. Maybe traditional education isn't the path for you. It's not for everyone, and that's fine. It was for me. I really enjoyed it. Don't regret anything. I learned how to learn. I think that's probably the best thing that I learned from it. I learned how to learn. And when we're not investing in ourselves, it's just, we're never going to make those quantum leaps.
If you're not growing, you're dying.
Exactly. I always say there's no such thing as being stagnant.
No, you're either moving forward or going backwards. So,
yeah. Like I said, I feel very fortunate that you're so open to all of this. You're so invested in your own growth, and you're willing to learn, and you're very open to dialogue. But a lot of my clients will come to me and say, "Hey, I feel like I'm outgrowing my partner, my husband. He's not investing in himself, or he's not learning, he's not growing. He doesn't understand the value that I'm investing in myself." And they get very frustrated at that. And that's a question. How do I bring my husband along? Like I get that question often. And I like to ask, why is it important that your husband grows at your level? Why is it important? Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Oh, because I want to know that he's moving forward." Okay, so why is it important that he moves forward? And really, when we get down to the bottom of their desire to grow, of course, we want what's best for our partner, but a lot of it actually comes down to the connection. If I'm growing at a rapid speed and you're not growing at all, that to me is a signal that we're growing apart. And growing that's apart. Scary. We don't want to grow apart. And in which case, once we get to that realization with the client, I'm like, okay, so what we're really seeking here, the deeper need is connection. So if we want connection, and like we touched on in the last episode, men don't like to be told what to do. I feel like if I told you, you'd be super resistant. I've never told you, I think you need to invest in a coach or anything. You've always come to that realization on your own, and I think maybe you'd be offended by that. I don't know. Would you if I thought that you?
I think any man would. But there's also been other times in the relationship where you had to put out your needs to me, and I had to step up to the occasion. So I think that I would, if we were in that situation. Mm. However, I know I'm open to personal development. I was already heavily into it, and I've always been interested in growing. I never want to stay stagnant, and I always want to do the best I possibly can in this world. But for other men out there who maybe haven't done it before, and like for what you were talking about, you've got clients that are going in that direction. I think you can't really just throw it in their face. I want you to find a coach. I want you to do personal growth. It's probably not going to end that well.
But I feel like a man interprets that as you're not good enough.
I'm not good enough for you. Yeah. And then that will just build insecurities in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think a better way would be to find something else and find some commonalities, something else that you can enjoy together, and start having some time to get quality time together, doing those things where you can build, you know, build the morale up in the relationship, where you can start having fun together and enjoying each other's company and go, hey, this is really fun. This is really cool. We're having a good time. What if we tried this together? What if we tried that? And just start to build it up to doing more. Because obviously if you are growing and you are doing something, they're going to see changes in you as well.
Exactly. And I think that's where the patience comes in. You have to have the patience to just allow your partner to get to where he needs to get to on his own.
If he sees the changes in you, he should, as a man, want to change for himself as well.
Yeah. I remember when I was at UPW and you have all with Tony Robbins. So that's Tony Robbins, 3-day, is it 2-day, 3-day course? Anyway, you're having these life-changing moments. You're literally walking on fire. You just feel so transformed. And the first thing you want to do, because I went on my own, and obviously there's a lot of people there that have went on their own. And when you get back to your hotel room at the end of this long transformational day, you're just calling your partner being like, oh my gosh. And you're sharing because you get excited when you see breakthroughs and you have like these leaps in your consciousness. You want to share that with people and you get excited, but you have to understand that your personal development is your journey. Mm. And it was so funny because Tony said, he said now, and I think this was like the last day he was like, now you're going to feel big changes. Your life has been transformed. Do not call your partner and give them like an earful about what you've just experienced because they will not get it. And I remember the guy that I had met at the event, we both looked at each other and we're like, oh crap, because we had both done that. He called his wife, I called my then boyfriend. And we were like, oh my gosh, da 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 da. And that's just it. We have to understand that when you're on the spiritual journey, when you're on the personal development journey, it's your journey. And as much as we want to bring them along, like they have to want to come along on their own. And if they don't, are you willing to accept that? And like you said, to find that commonality in a different way. And honestly, it reminds me of advice that Alex Hormozi said when they were talking about, and they say this about relationships and business. So when you find your partner and when you get the hire, the win is in the draft. As in, if you choose right in the first instance, the person should want to grow with you. It's not about changing the person that you are with. Like that's not our job. It is to change the person that we are with. It's to accept them and love them because we have chosen to do that. And if we chose right in the draft, then they'll want to grow with us too.
Absolutely. And lastly, I mean, on with all of that, you know, life can get hectic. You know, we're parents, we've got businesses, we're doing all these things, we're writing our goals, we're visualizing, we're learning, we're growing ourselves and listening to podcasts, reading books, we're doing all these things. And it's so easy just to be stuck in this hectic life and forget to have quality time together. Mm. And what we do is we really value and really prioritize having our quality time like tonight. Mm. Got the kids are gone, we're doing our podcast and then we're switching off and we are having some quality time together. But we regularly put in our date nights or date lunches and we have time to just connect and be with each other and talk and, you know, without any plan, without anything we need to achieve or do. Mm. And I think that's when a lot of the best ideas and the best things come through is when there's no pressure to do anything and we're just spending quality time and loving each other and just being with each other, being present.
So true. And that's a hard one to grasp. If you're type A personality, hyper-organized, you want structure, you want to-dos, but sometimes it's just that quality time. And linking it back to the earlier points is when you spend quality time and you feel truly connected with someone, you feel more inspired to dream build together. Mm-hmm. And you feel like who wants to build a dream with a guy you barely even are connected to anymore because you guys are so busy running businesses, raising babies that you guys are just basically roommates. So having that quality time really allows you to lean into creating that shared vision and dream building. And also, I think from the female's perspective, who wants her man to grow is he'll feel more inclined to want to grow with you if he actually feels connected to you. He doesn't want to invest in his growth when he just feels like this chick is always just telling me what to do. I barely spend time with her, barely see her, and she wants me to invest in a coach.
Well, it ties back into the previous episodes that we've talked about where men really just want to be appreciated and respected and women really want to be desired and feel safe. Like having that quality time together, you get those core needs. You know, you really address those and get to put them at bay. So, you know, quality time is essential. It isn't a good to have, it's a must.